If I say the term domestic violence, what do you think first? A woman being slapped around? Maybe a woman being yelled at? Well, if you read the most recent New Jersey State Report on Domestic Violence, that term is defined by many more actions than just those two. One of the additional acts is murder. My next guest is with us to talk about how well the legal system serves victims of domestic violence in New Jersey. She is the founding partner of Sidon Family Law LLC in Cranford and was installed as the chair of the family law section of the New Jersey State Bar Association. Cheryl Sidon, how are you today, Cheryl?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Chris.
SidonFamilyLaw.com is the website. Learn more about the services that Cheryl and her attorneys do offer. Just give some background on orders of protection, Cheryl. I always question, are they always the effective tool? Because people think of them way too often as the standalone. Okay, I got this piece of paper that if this guy comes and kills me, I can go to the judge, and it doesn't always work that way.
Well, of course, right. You know, these temporary, the TROs, the temporary restraining orders, which in my experience are freely granted by the courts in order to provide this protection, are just that. It's a piece of paper, but it's a piece of paper that enables you to call the police and get the police to arrest somebody that is violating the temporary restraining order. So it certainly does provide you with some course of protection in these terrible situations.
I was looking at, well, you mentioned when there's a order protection violation, how long typically does someone get held in jail for that violation in New Jersey?
Yeah, that really, it depends. Ultimately, what would happen is they would be held, and then they would have to go to court and appear before a judge, and, you know, effectively you're innocent until proven guilty. So then they would have to go before a judge. But the violation of itself is another form of domestic violence, because you're violating the temporary restraining order. What's important to know is that the issuance of the temporary restraining order is just a temporary restraining order, Chris. The victim and the defendant would need to appear in court. The court date is usually set for about 10 days later, and there would be a final restraining order hearing before a judge where evidence would be presented, witnesses would be called, and the court would then determine whether or not a final restraining order is needed. And in New Jersey, final restraining orders are that. They're final. There's no sunset provision. They would, remain in effect. And they, if there is a violation, again, that's another form of domestic violence, as well as a reason to be arrested. So it's important for people that are calling in to understand that the temporary restraining order is really just step one in the process to provide immediate relief. And while the temporary restraining orders, in my experience, are freely granted, the final restraining orders are not. That's going to be something that is more difficult to obtain, and it really just depends on the facts and circumstances of each case. And that would occur, I would say, somewhere around 10 days later, unless it's adjourned by the court.
And certainly to know, when you look at this as the state report, what is considered to be a domestic violence offense, and it, like I said in the introduction, is not just simply yelling or striking, homicide, assault, terroristic threats, kidnapping, restraint, false imprisonment, sexual assault, criminal sexual contact, lewdness, burglary, harassment, stalking, criminal trespass. A lot of those cases, I can imagine there are women out there who have some of these lesser down the ladder actions being perpetrated against them, and they don't think, well, that's something I really shouldn't be calling the police about. I'll just deal with it myself and tell them to go away, which is obviously the wrong step to be taking.
Well, of course, that's why I say it's always difficult for women and men to make that first phone call and to obtain the temporary restraining order because it's so emotionally charged. I mean, breakups are emotionally charged. All of these incidents that you talk about are really difficult from an emotional point of view. But, in looking at this, as late as December of 2016, the domestic violence laws added cyber harassment as a recent addition to the DV statute. And, that applies when there's a communication that's sent through an electronic device or social networking site intended to harass another person and threatening to injure somebody or something, or a communication that sends obscene materials around about that person or to that person that's intended to emotionally harm them or place fear in them. I mean, these are type of things that are not the typical assault that you would think of as domestic violence. These laws are broader than that, and they're really there intended to provide protection to victims systems when it is necessary. And I do really recommend, you know, where, of course, this occurs, that people know what their rights are and get the protections that they need.
Which is, strangely enough, very easy to do if you don't feel safe doing it on a home computer. Your local library has computers that you can simply put in quotation marks, because it narrows down the search results, domestic violence and the name of your town, city, or county, and it will give you all the available services wherever you are. If you're listening on the stream out of New Jersey, same thing obviously goes for you. It's really very easy to find the support that, because, Cheryl, what these abusers try to do, they're the equivalent of kidnappers. They try to limit access to restoration of this, the individual's life, the individual being the victim, and they are made to think that no one wants you, no one cares about you, no one loves you, I'm it.
That's right. Especially if they have children together or an unborn child that's expecting, you know, expected. It's just so difficult to get yourself out of those type of situations. But there are resources there to help you. You know, having a consultation with an attorney to understand what your rights are is, of course, another avenue of recourse before, you know, diving into this. The police are there. You know, there are protections. And, you know, the Circle of Domestic Violence, of course, tries to prevent these victims from being able to get the help they so much need.
And that's why Cheryl's Law Firm is one of the go-to people, because, as you've heard here, she is certainly has the insight, the expertise with family law and everything that is related to the, when domestic violence is perpetrated. Find out more at Seiden Family Law, S-E-I-D-E-N, familylaw.com, which she's the founding partner. And she's also chair of the family law section of the New Jersey State Bar Association. Cheryl, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to help.